Are you looking for a podcast about pro football that doesn't put you to sleep with an avalanche of analytics or insult your fandom with brainless hot takes? Well, hi. I'm Dan Hanzus.
And I'm Mark Sessler.
Oh, hi, Mark. And we're the hosts of Heed the Call, the NFL podcast you've been waiting your whole life for.
Heed the Call covers every game, every storyline, everything that matters, and we do it all with a touch of mirth.
Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
Follow 92.9 The Game on social media at 92.9 The Game. I'm at Drew Butler. He is at Mark Zeno. Download the Odyssey app. The Steakhouse is the most streamed radio show on the Odyssey app. That's a fact. I checked it. I looked it up. I went on to ChatGPT. I said, who is the highest streamed audio show on the Odyssey app? They said the Steakhouse in Atlanta. So congrats to us. Rory McIlroy.
That would be something I learned.
Yes, yes, indeed. We got things I learned coming up. In the next segment, Rory McIlroy is your 2025 Players Champ. He just defeated J.J. Spawn in a three-hole aggregate playoff this morning.
Thank you very much, Drew Butler.
$4.5 million for winning.
I don't have that much in my account now, but I have a little more than I did before this morning started.
Flagship event. Yes, Mark Zeno laid a nice little wager on Rory, minus 162 before the playoffs started. So, Mark, starting off this week as a winner. We got the tailgate coming up in just a second. I just saw a rule that will help you fill out your bracket and win money in any pool that you're in. Mm. And it probably doesn't surprise you where Mark Zeno lies on the bracket subject. So before we get to the tailgate, I'll just ask you, Mark Zeno, how many brackets are you going to fill out?
Zero.
Zero. Grumpy Mark Zeno, who's it's got this grumpy blank canvas of college basketball all week long, who loves gambling, who talks all the time for all these big-name wagering services.
A bracket
he says
gambling.
Zero brackets. That's the least surprising thing ever.
First of all, it has nothing to do with grumpy, okay? So don't pace me with that pressure.
Okay.
That's number one. Number two, why do I have to fill out?
It's fun.
I used to fill out
it's
brackets.
It's lighthearted. It's fun. You could be the guy that says, I got all the games on Thursday right, or, oh, I lost this one by a last-minute buzzer beater.
You know what me getting all the games on Thursday right in a bracket gets me money-wise? Zero.
Well, it's fun, Mark Zeno. It's okay to have a little lighthearted fun.
Okay, so you want
it's
to fill
okay
out a bracket?
It's okay to pick a 16 will, over
will,
a 1.
I will fill out a bracket just for you. I'll make sure I do one.
Fairley Dickinson, a 16 over
we,
a 1.
Hey, listen, we live bet that game. I was in a sports book a couple of years ago.
I like
live
that
bet
action.
That game. There's video of it. We were going bananas. We got it at plus 800 at halftime, and they hung on and won. It was a very nice payday for us.
A very nice payday.
We destroyed that steakhouse we were in, though.
Indeed. Let's do a little tailgate, shall we?
It's time to tailgate.
Tailgate, have a good time.
Taking a look around the world of college sports.
This is the tailgate on the Steakhouse.
Brought to you by All Four Seasons Garage and Entry Doors. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Yes, we will get into March Madness. The brackets are out as we discussed. Georgia taking on Gonzaga. It's an 8-9 matchup. The Dogs get the 9 seed. They're in Wichita, Kansas, 4:35 on Thursday afternoon. The game's on TBS. Tough draw for the Dogs. Georgia Tech, they're in the NIT. Georgia Tech women's hoops, they get a 9 seed as well. But first, I want to talk about a trend that's happening in college football. And I saw an article written in Dog Nation. Is the spring game on its last legs?
Yes.
Texas has canceled their spring game. Nebraska has canceled their spring game. And even yesterday with G-Day, Georgia spring game, scheduled for April 12th, there was an article in Dog Nation that said, will the G-Day game survive college football's latest trend? Josh Brooks, the athletic director, was asked about it. He says, hey, we take things hour by hour, day by day, week by week at a time. Kirby Smart was asked about the G-Day game. He said, look, it's on the schedule, but I can't predict the future. He also mentioned that a year ago, I believe it was Penn State, Mark Zeno. They were dealing with some D-line depth issues, and they just canceled the spring game before it happened just a couple of weeks out. So my question to you, I guess one, the easy question would be, on April 12th, will the Dogs be playing the G-Day game? But more so in the future, is the spring game dead?
I think this year they'll play it. I think you're right. and I think the forecasting is accurate, that this will be an event that goes away.
Is that sad for the college football fan? Maybe for the diehard?
Sad for the fan, but guess what? You know who's not sad about it? Guys getting NIL money.
Right. And you're totally right.
It's part of the reason why this whole thing is being canceled. I mean, that's the factor of this whole thing is you know, changing the landscape, obviously, of college sports across the board, particularly college football. And look, I think when it comes down to it, you know, the teams would do it. Is that a real money grab per se?
No, it's more of a celebration. Right. It's let's get everybody together.
They make money off
in
of it, right?
Spring. Yes,
they don't
of course.
Lose money on it. So, you know,
Georgia has an alumni flag football game before the game.
Right. I mean, so
it's a big get together.
It's kind of why the reason why all-star games are all dying.
Right.
Because it doesn't mean anything. There's no value to it, right? And we've become so short attention span. That is anybody really watching a spring game if you go to it? Like, I mean, it's not an event that you need to be at. It's a glorified practice.
Kentucky was the team a year ago who, leading up to their game, didn't have any D linemen healthy, and they just said, we're not going to play the game.
Yeah.
Do you think at all it's more so a worry about possibly some young talent having a quote-unquote good showing, and then the transfer portal, and then NIL offers come in, and maybe your roster could get plucked at a time where you're just trying to get out there and get some reps? It's a much bigger issue. Yeah,
yeah. I mean, it's all part of it again. Yeah. You know, it might be one of those things where even as simple as a kid shows out in the spring game and walks into the coach's office and
says, I want more.
Yeah. I want to play.
I want more money.
You're not going to play.
Exactly.
Okay, I'm going to the portal.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Look, you're totally right. There's no doubt about it. Georgia's G-Day scheduled for April 12th. A lot of fans are going to be really interested to see how Gunnar Stockton looks, how Ryan Puglisi looks, how that revamped wide receiver room looks. So we'll see if it actually happens. But again, scheduled for April the 12th, G-Day, the red and black game. All right, I got some good bracket rules here that I just found on social media from DraftKings. Are you ready?
Send it.
These are your bracket rules in order for you to win your bracket. Rule number one, no team west of Texas has won the Final Four since 1997. That eliminates 13 teams.
So Arizona in 97 was the last time it happened.
Rule number two, no seed higher than an 8 seed has made the title game.
Right.
That eliminates 29 teams. We have 26 teams remaining. Rule number three, the last 20 champs have been ranked in the top 12 of the Week 6 poll. That eliminates 16 teams.
That means nothing.
10 teams now remain. Mark Zeno. Rule number four for your brackets. The last 19 of 22 champs have KenPom, top 20 adjusted offense, and top 40 adjusted defense.
Would you like me to add one even more fine than that? The last
Please.
Nine national champions in KenPom have had an offensive and defensive efficiency ranks of 22 or better. As of March 15th, only six teams profile for that. Duke, Florida, Auburn, Houston, Tennessee, and Iowa.
Well, you're getting to the point because rule number five, the last 21 of 22 champs of the Final Four have either been UConn, back-to-back national champs, or top three in KenPom. That leaves you with the Florida Gators and the Duke Blue Devils, as Mark Zeno just had in his final six or eight teams. So, per the rules of your bracket, it would probably behoove you to have Duke and Florida in your Final Four. And by the way they're playing right now, Mark Zeno, it's hard to argue against it. Florida put on a show in the SEC tourney. They got 30 wins on the season. They're your SEC champions. And Duke, they won the ACC conference tournament without having Cooper Flagg. Do you think Cooper Flagg will go this weekend?
No, he's not playing in the first game against 16 seed. There's no reason for him to. I mean, if they wait till... What time is it? Their game is on Friday, correct?
I believe so.
Which means, again, the committee did them a favor by not making him play Thursday.
Obviously.
So Friday, Sunday. So to next Sunday, he would have 10 days since the injury. Right? Happened last Wednesday.
It was a nasty-looking injury,
man.
It was.
And again, I don't even know if he plays in the 8-9
Duke game. Duke scheduled for 250 on Friday
right.
afternoon.
So he wouldn't theoretically play against the Mississippi State Baylor winner until Sunday. And again, I don't know that they need him to beat either one of those teams.
I saw ESPN's Jay Williams put out his Elite Eight.
One, two, one, two,
yeah,
one,
what
two,
was
one,
that?
Two.
I mean, can we have a little bit of fun?
No.
1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2. That's Jay Williams of ESPN getting paid millions upon millions of dollars. That's almost as good as years ago when Desmond Howard on College Game Day in the preseason had, like, Baylor in his college football playoff among Michigan and a couple of other teams. It looked absolutely ridiculous.
I will say this much about Florida's opening game against Norfolk State. I will be taking the Norfolk State Spartans in the first half, getting 15.5 points.
Who does Norfolk State play?
Norfolk State plays Florida.
Oh, wow. And you want to take the points. Yeah. There was another team you mentioned, Bryant. Is that correct?
Bryant could be a scary matchup for Michigan State.
Michigan State ended the season on a very high note. Tom Izzo has the boys playing pretty well. They are in the region that will be playing in Atlanta at State Farm Arena in the Sweet 16 and Elite Eight. Will you be going to any of those games?
I may. I would like to.
Depending on who's there, because we looked at that region earlier.
It could be SEC
championship weekend.
A&M and Ole Miss all there.
That would be a great scene down at State Farm Arena, no doubt about it. So Atlanta going to be hosting the Elite Eight in the South region.
Sweet 16, yeah. I mean, listen, it's an interesting bracket. That's where Auburn is the number one seed. That's why. I mean, imagine how many Auburn fans are going to be flocking to State Farm Arena, going to be descending upon Atlanta.
They're already
ones
here.
Are already here, yeah, but yeah, I was going to say, how many more are going to be driving over from Alabama to get here and take part in that whole thing? Going to be interesting to say the least.
Going to be interesting to see, no doubt about it. So March Madness is here. Nobody's going to be working Thursday or Friday.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
As the U.S. men's national team takes center stage at a home World Cup, make sure you're listening to Call It What You Want, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can join me, I'm Jimmy Conrad, alongside Charlie Davies, Tony Miola, Marcelo Balboa, and Benny Feilhaber throughout this tournament for previews, instant reactions, and analysis of every U.S. match. Then all summer, we're back every Tuesday and Thursday, covering all things U.S. men's national team. Download and follow Call It What You Want on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.